read right down to the end of verse 18.
From verse 1?
Yes. Verse yeah, we'll reread just to get all the connection.
Okay. Yeah. 好，我们再把七章的一节到十八节重新一起来读一遍哈。约翰福音七章，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
当时犹太人的住棚洁净了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里，上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。”
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
因为连他的弟兄，说这话是因为不信他。
耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候是常时方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。”
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有来。
耶稣说了这话，仍旧住在加利利。
但他兄弟上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。
正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说，他在哪里？
众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的。
只是没有人明明地讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
耶稣向殿里去教训人，
犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？
耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来的。
人若立志遵者，跟着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
人若凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。 OK。
Well, this chapter, between chapter 6 and chapter 7, there are some months go by, probably 6 or 7 months go by between chapter 6 and chapter 7.
在第六章和第七章之间呢，应该过了几个月了。
John records a lot of the Judean ministry, the ministry of the Lord Jesus in Judea and Jerusalem.
约翰呢，在这里记载了很多耶稣在耶路撒冷以及犹大地的那些服事和传道。
And the other thing that I want to start out this morning is to explain something about the makeup or the outline of the book of John.
对，我要稍微讲一下这约翰福音的这个结构哈，这个架构。
John's Gospel is hard to describe, to break it up into sections.
所以很难把约翰福音呢，去把它分成一个一个部分和段落。
It's John introduces a certain idea, and then he repeats it as he goes through. It's a repetition and an expansion of an idea as he goes through his book.
所以当约翰使徒约翰写这卷福音书的时候呢，他有一个主旨的思想啊，有个主旨的内容，然后他一直往前写的时候，他不停的来重复这个概念，然后呢扩展这个概念。
Now if we want to get a maybe an outline of whatan outline of the book of John, so we can understand the whole book at once, we have to go back to the introduction in the first chapter.
然后我们回到那个第一章的介绍里哈，然后我们就可以有一个总的概念，它的这条主线会是什么。
That verse is in, found in John chapter 1 and verse 11. And this is probably the key verse to understand the Gospel of John.
所以约翰福音的一章十一节哈，很可能是一个主主要的经节去理解整个福音书他在讲的事情。
And this is what it is. He came to that which was his own. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him.
约翰福音一章十一节，他到自己的地方来，他就是耶稣，自己的人倒不接待他，基督了。
And then in verse 12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God.
凡接待他的十二节，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So verse 11 describes the Lord Jesus coming to his own.
所以十一节在讲到耶稣呢，来到他的地方。
What was his own?
他的地方是什么呢？
The whole world was his own, in one sense.
从某种意义上呢，整个世界都是他的地方。
He had created the world through his power. He holds it together.
他用他的能力呀，来创造了万有。
We read that he came to his own was his own nation of Israel.
然后他来到他这里啊，就是他自己的地方，就是犹太地了，就整个以色列了。
A people that had been prepared by God to receive this heavenly man.
因为犹太人呢，以色列人就是神预备了，准备要去接受这从天而来的基督的这么样的一群人。
They were given the scriptures that prophesied about him.
然后他们有很多的经文来预言这样的一个事情。
They had prophets that came and described what he would be like.
有很多的先知在讲，在描述，要来的基督会是什么样子。
So these people would have had a great expectation for just the person of the Lord Jesus.
所以这些人应该是会有很大的期待，盼望，就是主要来的这个日子，他们会应该很盼望。
So when he came.They didn't receive him, it says in verse 11.
但是按照十一节讲的，他来的时候，其实大家都不接待他。
Why did they not receive him?
为什么他们不接待他呢？
Well, because he didn't meet their expectations.
因为他没有满足民众的期望。
The world is in the grip of the evil one.
这世界是在恶者的手里的。
And they loved the world the way it was.
然后这些犹太人他们也喜欢这个世界本身的样子。
They loved their religion.
他们也喜欢他们所谓的宗教。
They loved their nation.
他也喜欢他们这个所谓的国度。
But they didn't love the one who had given them all things.
但他不喜欢呢真正那一位把一切都给了他们的。
And so when he came, he manifested.He exposed who God the Father was on earth.
所以当他来的时候，当基督来的时候，他是显明了父是什么样子的，给全地他见到的人都显明了天上的父是一个什么形象。
Their expectation was a mighty king from heaven who comes in great power.
那犹太人的期望呢，是一个大有能的王啊。带着权柄，带着权势来到地上。
Instead, when he came as a nobody.
但是呢，相反呢，当耶稣来，他来是一个，真是什么人都不是了，就是个太卑微的一个形象。
In Philippians chapter 2, he says he made himself of no reputation.
所以在腓立比书二章说到呢，就他来全没有人知道他的名。
He didn't come from a famous family.
他不是来自一个有名的家族。
From a wealthy landlord.
不是一个有钱的财主家。
Instead, he came from a far-off province.
相反呢，他来自一个特别偏远的省区。
Away from all the center of the religion of the Jews, which was Jerusalem.
远离了那宗教的中心，就是耶路撒冷啊，离耶路撒冷很远的一个省来的。
And he came as a very humble, quiet, loving man.
他来成为一个非常谦卑、安静啊，但是很有爱的人。
And he didn't fit the expectations that they had of a king.
但是他没有满足那一切有期望那个弥赛亚救世主要来的那些犹太人的期望。
And this is really a picture. Really, he revealed what the Father's heart is like.
所以他就把父啊，天上的父的那个心呢，就在基督里显明出来了。
The Father is a Father who loves His people.
这个父啊，天上的父是爱他的子民的父。
He loves the children of men.
他爱人的，就是人的孩子们，就是人呢。
But He's given them a free will and an intelligence to be able to understand who He is and to accept Him.
但是呢，神天上的神呢，又给了人完全的自由意志。在这个自由意志里，人呢可以自己去理解，并到一个程度完全愿意接受神。
We could say reverently, we could say God is a perfect gentleman.
所以我们可以这么讲啊，神是一个非常非常完全的绅士了，就他不强迫人。
He forces himself on no one.
他绝不任何情况下强迫人。
But what he does is inspire love in response.
他所做的一切都是在你里面哈、让你产生爱了，然后以爱的方式来回应他为你所做的。
And that response is not forced.
所以这个回应不是被强迫来的。
And millions around the world have received the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这样的方式呢，却让世界上有千千万万的人呢，愿意跟随耶稣基督。
And they love him not because they have to love him, but because they want to love him.
他们爱神、爱基督，不是因为他们被迫要这么做的，而是他们就愿意这么做。
And of course, God demonstrated that great love by the Lord Jesus going to the cross and there laying down His life for us, giving Himself.For us.
因为神就借着耶稣基督把自己的生命显在死在十字架上，这样的事呢，把他的爱全然显明了。
And that's the heart of God revealed.
这是神的心呢，显明出来的方式。
But if He inspires love among some, He inspires hate among the others.
如果他在一群人的心里能够带来爱呢？那他固然在另一群人心里呢，就会引发恨。
He says he came to his own, but his own did not receive him.
这就是为什么这句经文说他来到他的地方，他自己的人不接待他。
They couldn't ignore him.
他们不能忽视他，因为他是真实的。
Because he demonstrated an unworldly power by healing people and raising people from the dead, and they couldn't deny that.
因为在当时的人都清清楚楚的看见他用一个超世界、超自然的能力呢，做了一系列的神迹哈，这是人们不能否认的。
And he put to silence every argument that the Jewish lawyers could attack him with.
然后他也让一切那所谓的犹太的文士啊，他们这些。律法教师他们能找得到的方式来攻击他的这个角度呢，耶稣都让这些角度不成立了。
And if he had stayed in the countryside, they may have tolerated him.
如果他一直待在这个旷野，就是乡村里呢，这些犹太人也许还能忍耐。
But he goes right to the very center of the nation and attacks.The hypocrisy and the lies of the rulers.
但是呢，耶稣恰恰就走到了这个宗教的中心呢，去直接把这一切法利赛人的假冒伪善给暴露出来。
And so they couldn't ignore him.
所以他们没办法忽视他。
They had rejected him.
他们已经拒绝了他。
And now they're going to hate him.
现在他们要恨他了。
But then the verse 12 says something else for us there. It says, yet to everyone who did receive him, he gave them the authority to be called the children of God.
但是十二节这里讲到的另外一面呢，就是说凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
This is the whole gospel of John. We get some ideas, and they recur over and over and over right through the whole book of John.
所以呢，整本约翰福音啊，就在这一节的两节的经文的基础上，它是不停的往前进的。它一直是这个主旨，你看见，就一直，但是它不停的往前进。
We read in chapter 1 that he is the life.
在一章呢，我们看见他是生命。
In verse 3 it says that in him was life.
三节说呢，万物是借着他造的哈。
And then that's an idea that recurs all the way through the Gospel of John. I'm the bread of life, he says.
然后这也是一个主旨，在整个福音约翰福音里面一直出现的。比如说他说我是生命的粮。
And he who eats of me will have eternal life.
吃我的里那些人必有永恒的生命。
And he says, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后他又说呢，他就是复活，他就是生命。
He was able to raise Lazarus from the dead.
因为在那一章里，他把拉撒路从死里复活了。
And he told the disciples later on, near the end of the book, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
然后呢，在约翰福音的快到结尾的时候呢，他跟他的门徒说，我是道路、真理和生命。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
啊，没有人能到父那里去，除了借着我。
And so you see that's a recurrent idea that's developed all the way through. And then love is another idea that's found in the Gospel of John.
所以你看生命呢是一个不停出现的一个主线，爱呢也是一个不停出现又递进的主线在约翰福音里。
John 3:16, the verse that everyone should memorize, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
比如说约翰福音的三章十六节，这是我每个人都需要去把它记下来的一句经文，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
What moved God to send his son was his love for mankind.
那是什么？使神把他的独生子赐给人呢？
What moved God to give his son to suffer so greatly on the cross was his love for you and I.
是什么使神差他的圣子受如此大的苦难？是因为他的爱，他爱你，爱我。
So near the end of the book, you find that love is there. He, having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them until the end.
所以在约翰福音快到结尾的时候呢，他说他既爱了世人，他就爱他们到底。
In John chapter 13 and verse 1 or 2,
在约翰福音的十三章应该是。
You see that carried out there, John 13.
十三章的一二节呢，约翰福音十三章一节二节。
It was just before the Passover feast and Verse 1, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. And having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And so love is another theme that is developed throughout this book of John.
爱是另外一个主旨啊，在约翰福音里不停的出现反复的一个主旨。
Light is another theme that's written. Light we haven't been talking about. Love, you might say, we look at it as being the opposite of love. Light being the opposite of love. And I'll explain that once.
他说光啊是另外一个一直出现的，但有的时候我们会认为呢， 这个光好像是爱的另外一面，对立面，我要解释一下。
When we talk about the light of God, we speak about His absolute purity and holiness.
当我们讲到光呢，那我们就讲到神那完全圣洁的生命，纯洁的生命。
Now, what do you use to purify a metal?
你用什么来洁净一个金属呢？
You use light.
你用光。
But fire is light, isn't it? The fire, what I mean by that is the light in itself, what is the source of our light? It's the sun, is it not? Our natural light? How hot is the sun?
对，所以我们的自然光来的来源就是太阳嘛，所以太阳有多热我们是知道的，所以光就是热了。
And just as the light of the sun, it reveals everything to us. We can see everything by the light of the sun.
也借着光啊，我们才能够看见所有的东西。
So fire will reveal any impurity in a metal too.
所以火呢，也一样能够发现任何这个金属里的杂质。
So when we think of light, we think of God's righteousness and holiness.
如果我们想到了光呢，我们就想到了神的圣洁和公义。
And God loves us, but sin would separate us from God because He is holy. He can't tolerate sin. He must have sin away from Him.
那神很爱我们，但是呢？神是圣洁的，罪把我们与神隔离了，因为我们的罪呢，神不能跟我们有面对面的相交。
And so the next question here, we go aside a little bit. What is sin?
那我们稍微再往前走一点哈，那我们再多讲一点，什么是罪呢？
Disobey God. Disobey God. Okay. Yes.That is sin. But let's go a little deeper. Go deeper.
Proud. Do you want to be like a God like?
Yes. Now that's a move. That's going. Yeah. That's getting closer now, isn't it? Yeah. What is sin? What is the very nature? The very what we read in the scripture.
是什么是罪的那个本性啊？在圣经里。
Any idea? You're all right.
你们都对啊。
From the tree of knowledge, the tree of good and evil.
That's disobedience, right? Yeah, that's eating what God said, no, breaking His law. So what is breaking His law mean? Lawlessness, right? I'll use an expression here now.And at first it doesn't seem like it's right, but if you think about it, it's self. Putting me first, right? That includes pride, right? That's pride. Putting myself before God, that results in pride. That results in that's disobedience. Me.
Ego.其实就自我，就 self 或者 ego， 就是英语里面那个自我的那个意思，就是你总是把自己摆在第一位，就把自己摆在神之上，这就是罪的本性。
Now let's consider what this means。
然后我们来想一想这是什么意思。
You see, God has created all of us.
你想神是创造了万有包括我们了。
As creator of anything, does not the creator have authority over what he makes?
那作为一个创造主，他难道不对所有他的被造物享有主权吗？
When someone creates something, they create something for a purpose. There's a purpose for that.
所以你如果是你要做一样什么东西，你总是有个目的嘛。
Now, when a potter makes a bowl. He makes that bowl for a purpose.
就像一个陶匠啊，他在那个用陶土做一个碗的时候，他做这个碗或者器皿，他有他的目的，他做出来总要做点什么的。
And the pot can't say to the potter, I'm going to do what I want to do.
所以这个陶器皿呢，他自己不能跟这个陶匠说呢，我要做一个什么样子，这个不是他来定的。
Of course, that example falls apart because a pot doesn't have a free will.
这只是一个例子，因为呢，这个陶土的器皿没有自由意志。
But you and I do.
但是呢，我们是有自由意志的。
We are vessels of God's purposes.
我们一方面，我们的确是神的目的里面他要我们成的那个器皿的那个样子。
And so we are pots with a will.
但是呢，我们就像呢，我们是有一个有自由意志的陶器器皿。
And so we could say then that if the pot says, I'm not going to do what I was originally created for, I'm going to do something else. That's sin.
所以呢，一个有自由意志的陶器的器皿呢，跟陶器的主人，那个创造主说呢，我不想做你一开始设计我做那个东西，我要做别的，这就是罪了。
And so sin is described in Romans chapter 3 and verse 21.
给我们来看一下罗马书的三章二十一节。
Or 323, I guess.
二十三节啊，二十三节。
Yes. Verse 23 of Romans 3. It says, for all have sinned, and notice the description here now, fall short of the glory of God.
那三章二十三节呢，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now we often quote that scripture without fully understanding what it means.
我们经常引用这节经文啊，其实也不是很深的能完全理解这意思。
Sin is described here as falling short of the glory of God.
那罪在这里被描述成呢，亏缺了神的荣耀这么一个定义。
What does it mean to fall short of the glory of God?
那这啥意思呢？亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now the Lord Jesus, when He came, He perfectly glorified God His Father. What you read that over? I always do those things that please the Father. In other words, He's obedient to the Father. He fulfilled the will of God for his life as a man.
我们看另外一个角度，就看耶稣，他来的时候呢，他完全顺服天父给他的旨意，然后他在地上的时间呢，因着他顺服天父的旨意，他完完全全把天父要在他身上显出来的荣耀全部显明了。
Now, have you lived your life to the full glory of God?
那你有没有把你的生命活出一个全然显明父神荣耀的那个样子呢？
See, we tend to think of sin as some act against mankind, stealing from them, lying to them, even murder. We think that's sin.
我们常常会有这样的一个品相，就是我们把罪就简单定义成呢，人得罪人，比方说呢，我撒谎，比方说我偷东西，甚至我杀人。把这个定义成罪。
But sin is when we don't glorify God by obeying His purposes for us.
所以真正意义上的原罪哈，我们的罪性是我们不顺服神愿意一开始设计我们要去做的那个样子啊。
And we've all failed to glorify God.
那在这种悖逆里面呢，我们就都亏缺了神原来预定要给我们的荣耀。
We've all lived for ourselves.
我们都是为了自己在活。
We've all gone our own way.
我们都走了自己愿意走的路。
And so we've all sinned.
这就都是犯罪了。
Now we say, well, that's very strict.
然后人们会说啊，这个太严格了。
That's impossible.
这不可能啊。
How could God expect us to live up to that?
那神怎么会期望我们做活出这样的一个生命？
He knows we can't.
他也知道我们做不到。
And that's exactly why He sent His Son into the world. Number one, to glorify the Father This life that was lived was a lived and perfect obedience to the will of God. He glorified Him in every action and word that He took.
所以他为什么神知道，所以这就是神为什么要差基督来。神差基督来有很多的目的，那第一呢，他要把天父的荣耀显出来，这个显出来呢，就是他在地上过的这一段的时间，完完全全活出了一个圣洁荣耀的生命，让我们看见是什么样子。
Read in John chapter 12.
来，我们看一段的经文，约翰的福音的十二章。
This is just before the crucifixion.
这是受难之前的场景哈。
The Lord's earthly ministry was now complete.
神在地上的服事就快结束了。
He had finished the work that the Father had sent him to do.
他也快结束了。快要结束神给差他来做的那个工了。
In verse 28, we read in John chapter 12:28, the Lord Jesus lifting his voice to his Father and saying, Father, glorify your name.
二十八节，十二章二十八节，耶稣呢就把向父神祷告哈，他说父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
And the Father speaks from heaven and says this.I have glorified it.
当时就有声音从天上来说，就是父神的声音，我已经荣耀了我的名。
All have sinned. We've all sinned and come short of God's glory.
所以我们都犯罪了，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus, it says, we saw his glory. It was the glory as of the only Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We read in John 1:14.
对，所以约翰呢也讲到了耶稣啊，他就说，我们都见看见过他，就是父怀里独生子的荣耀，就是耶稣的荣耀。耶稣把这荣耀都显明了。
But here, God the Father is testifying from heaven that His Son had perfectly glorified Him on earth.
这里呢，天上的父神借着这个对话来向我们显明。耶稣在地上完全显出了他的荣耀，就荣耀了父神的名，就没有亏缺父神的荣耀。
As a man, the Lord Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, had walked a perfect sinless life before the all-seeing eye of God the Father.
作为一个完全的人呢，耶稣基督就活出了一个完全无罪的完美的荣耀了神的名的生命。
And God's testimony from heaven is, I have glorified my name.
天父就在天上做了这个见证，说我已经荣耀了我的名。
Because that life that was lived by the Lord Jesus, He had glorified the Father in everything He did.
因为这个生命是耶稣基督在他一切所做的事情上显明神的名的，神的荣耀的。
Now, if Jesus had gone back to heaven, where would that have left us?
如果就这样耶稣回到天上了呢，我们会有得到什么呢？
Under greater condemnation than ever before.
如果耶稣活了一个荣耀的生命就回天上了，我们得着的就是完完全全被定罪了。
There we had would have had an example of a perfect life lived on earth, and that example would have condemned us more because we're incapable.
因为现在有了这么一个完整的例子，这个例子是一个完全的人，他活出了一个完全无罪的生命，这样的一个例子摆在那，只有一个可能，对我们来说更加的照出我们的不堪和罪性。
I fail to glorify God dozens of times every day.
我一天呢可是无数次亏缺了神的荣耀。
And I've been following the Lord for years.
但我已经跟随神好多好多年了。
God could never expect us to follow him to heaven as our example.
所以神从来没有期望我们呢像跟随榜样那样跟随他能够到天上去。
That life condemns us.
因为这样的榜样一样的生命呢只是照亮我们的不义。
As lovely and beautiful as that life was, compared to my life, it condemns me.
所以这样的一个荣美的生命，一跟我比较，只达到一个目的，就是我是有罪的。
But then the Father is not finished yet.
但是你看啊，这个是天父的话没讲完。
He says there in verse 28, I have glorified it with my Son on earth, that life that was lived. But he says.I will glorify it again.
然后天父说呢，我已经荣耀了我的名，这是借着耶稣活出的圣洁生命来做的。他说还要再荣耀。
He's going to obtain a higher glory.
他要得到更大的荣耀。
He's going to obtain a glory because he's going to lay that perfect life down on the cross as a substitute for us.
因为他要把这荣耀的完美的生命放在十字架上，作为我们的替代。
What a wonderful plan of salvation God has given to us!
多么美好的救恩呢？神给了我们。
The world would say that that life was wasted.
世界会说呢呀，这个生命就好浪费了。
Judas thought so.
犹大是这么想的。
He tried to salvage his broken hopes by selling the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
所以他用三十两银子啊，就卖了他的主。
That priceless life that paid our ransom, God gave to the cross. The Lord Jesus glorified the Father's name because he was obedient even to the death of the cross.
所以十字架的赎价呢，是满足了神公义的要求。那他显明了神的荣耀，不但在他活的这个生命上，更是以至于顺服啊，以至于死在十字架上。
And through that obedience of his son making that sacrifice, he made a sacrifice for sins. He died for our sins, so that now.The light of God doesn't burn on us. We're free. God's love now can come out to us in grace.
所以正是因为他在十字架上作为一个祭物，献上了，死了，满足了神公义的要求，这样的光就不再照在我们身上的是审判的那个火了，而是呢，神的爱能够进到我们。
God's judgment against our sin, our rebellion, His righteousness was satisfied so that now His heart of love is free to come out to us and offer us a salvation.
神作为一个公义的审判主，他要得着的公义的代价呢，他已经得着了，但是他里面，他是一个非常有爱的父。这样的话，借着这赎价呢，他能够真正把他的爱倾倒给他的孩子们。
And that salvation is there's only one condition.
这个救恩只有一个条件。
That's faith.
就是相信。
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是相信耶稣基督。
And so in the Gospel of John, the concept of light, it says in the first chapter, in him was light, and that light was the light of men.He talks about the blind man. I am the light of the world. He that comes to me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8 and verse 12.
所以他讲到光的时候呢，他有一个这个约翰福音八章那个瞎子的那个故事啊。那他信我的就不在黑暗中行了。Which verse? 八章十二节，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
And so we have these ideas that recur all the way through the Gospel of John.
所以你会看见这些的概念不停的在约翰福音里反复。
We have life, we have love, we have light.And we also have that grand concept of our approach to God is belief, faith, receive. Those concepts run all the way through the Gospel of John, don't they?
我们有生命，那我们有爱，从神来的爱，我们也知道神就是光，那同时呢，他在整个约翰福音里还贯穿了一个特别重要的，就是反复出现的，就是信心。我们怎么样去得着这些神的爱和光呢？就是凭着信心。
艾瑞克，我想问一个问题啊，就是你刚才说有一点，就是我听到了，就是整个罪的一个核心其实是把我放在把骄傲放在这个耶稣基督前面然后呢，就是你其实你应该是 follow 这个基督的这样的一个话了，然后去做你的生活中你的 will 要 follow 基督的话哈。其实我想问的问题就是，我们每个人都有自由意志，每天都要做出很多很多的选择。那么我怎么知道我的这个选择是不是在 follow 神的旨意，而不是我自己的旨意？就是有什么样的一个原则去可以，就是这我这个自由意志做选择的时候是什么样的一个原则，能够引导我做出所有的一个决定都能够说是神的旨意？
So the currently we know that our ego, our self, is the root of sin, right? But we have free will. So how can I know that what kind of decision is from myself, or what kind of decision is from God? So how to
tell her the word of God? That's our guide. That's what we know. We can. The only judge that we have is the word of God itself, given by the Holy Spirit. We can't trust our own spirits. We can't trust other spirits. We can only trust the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And this is all that God wants us to know is revealed here by the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures.
所以我们只有一个标准，既不是我们自己的想法，也不是其他的方向的教导，就是由圣灵带着写下的这个圣经，那这是我们唯一的能够去顺服的这个标准。
Now, that your question is a question that the Jews are going to have answered for them in our next session.
就你这个问题呢，犹太人当时呢也会带着我们能够去回答哈，在下一个我们要查的部分里面。
And if you turn to verse 17, that will give you your answer.
对，就是十七节了，七章的十七节。
If you choose to do God's will, if you're willing to do God's will, you will know what the truth is.
也就是还是这个原则，就是人若立志遵着他的旨意行呢，就一定晓得这教训是出于神或者凭着自己说的。
If you don't want to do God's will and you want to go your own way, you'll never know.
就如果你不是立志愿意跟着他的，那你就总是不知道他的旨意是什么。
So that's a quick answer. We'll be going over that in the next session.
这是一个很快的回答，等会我们会查到那个部分，在下一段。好，那我们先做一个祷告哈，我们先休息一下，接着我们再继续。我们的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这最宝贵的礼物，就是救恩，是吧？我们盼望我们真的每一个人都愿意在我们的信心里接受这救恩那是好的无比的，因为我们在这地上本是没有指望的因着罪我们本是父啊，求您带着我们不但接受这救恩，更在救恩里凭着信心长大父啊，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感恩，谢谢您供应我们不但地上更是灵里的丰盛的灵粮，感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
And his own received him not.
对，我们刚才提到了约翰福音一章的十一节和十二节，就是他来到自己的地方，自己人却不接待他。
And so when we come into chapter 7, we see the increased opposition to the Lord Jesus. They did not receive him.
所以当我们回到七章的时候呢，我们就看见，就他们真的是在里面是不愿意接受耶稣基督的。
We see the growing opposition and hatred of this one who brought life and love and light to the world.
我们能看得到这些犹太人里面啊，是发自内心的那个恨呐，不愿意接受抵挡那带给他们光和爱的那一位基督。
So we're going to look at his brothers. They didn't even believe him either.
我们甚至看见呢，基督耶稣他的弟弟们也不愿意接受他。
But we have that lovely verse 12 of John chapter
1. 约翰福音一章的这个十二节是这么说的。
And it says, Yet, to all who did receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
Children of God born of his spirit
是从他的灵里面重生的儿女
So and we find throughout the gospel of John because we're looking at an overview of John we find as we travel through the book of John you'll find that there are you're introduced to some who received him
所以在整本约翰福音你慢慢往下读呢一点一点你会看见你会认识一些最终接受他的人了
In the first chapter you read about four of his disciples there's Andrew and who went to get his brother Peter you read about Philip and so on in the fourth chapter you read aboutA woman at the well, a Samaritan woman, she received him.
比如说在一章你读着读着就会看见耶稣的门徒彼得安德烈腓力最终都接受了哈。那到第四章呢你会看见撒玛利亚妇人最终也接受了。
We read about in the third chapter a man named Nicodemus who was a very high ranking official in the nation. He received him.
然后在三章呢有一个特别高阶的宗教官员，那他叫尼格迪姆，那他也接受了。
We read about the blind man who received him.
你也看见一个瞎子，最终也接受了。
John chapter 9.
就九章，约翰福音九章的瞎子。
John chapter 8, we have this woman who was a sinner. She was caught in the act of adultery. She received him.
然后在八章呢，我们看见这个。行淫被抓的这个妇人呢，最终他也接受。
And as you go through the book of John, it isn't all rejection.
所以当你走遍这个约翰福音全篇的时候，你发现不都是抵挡的。
There are some whose eyes and hearts have been opened, and they have received him.
有一些人呢，他的心、他的眼啊，他里面的眼呢，灵里的眼开了，那他就接受了。
We read about Mary and Martha and Lazarus too.
我们都知道这一家人，马大、玛利亚和拉撒路这一家人。
And we read about a supper that they made for the Lord Jesus.
我们也读到了他们为主做的那顿晚餐。
And no doubt how much he appreciated this loving family making a special meal for him in this world that was hostile and hated him and had rejected him.
我们都知道整个犹太的世界呢都很拒绝抵挡耶稣但是这一家人给耶稣做了一顿非常好的晚餐
But in chapter 7 as we want to continue through the book and we're not making much headway but we looked at it a little bit from a bird's eye view you might say looking down at the book for this first hour
那第七节呢第七章呢我们现在回到第七章我们刚才讲的呢其实有点像鸟看呢，就是 俯视的角度来看这个第七章的内容。我们现在回到第七章。
And so we read in verse 1, and we commented last week a little bit about these first couple of verses, so we won't spend a lot of time on them. Just refresh our memories.
在第七章前面两节呢，我们上一周其实讲过了，我们就不再重点回顾了，只是稍微提一下。
After this, that is after the about 6 months have gone by since he gave the bread of life discourse.
这事以后就是指五饼二鱼的神迹以后哈，差不多六个月。
He stayed, says in Galilee.
他还在加利利。
The purpose was, the Jews in Judea and Jerusalem had already purposed in their minds to kill him.
因为呢，在犹大地的犹太人呢，还是想要杀他们，杀他。
Because he was threatening to destroy their positions, their money, the way they earned the money, their power. He was threatening to destroy them.
因为他耶稣的存在呢，就威胁到了那些犹太人的官长，尤其是那些宗教领袖们的钱财，他们的地位了。
So he purposely stays away from Judea.
所以耶稣很刻意的就先远离了犹太的地，犹大地方，耶路撒冷附近。
Not that he was afraid of being killed.
他并不是说他很害怕被杀。
Because that was his very purpose in coming into the world, to offer himself as a sacrifice.
他来的目的本来就是要把自己献为一个祭物的，所以他并不是因为害怕被杀。
But it wasn't his time yet.
但是呢，时候没有到。
He said that he was waiting for the Father's timetable to be fulfilled.
他在等候父的时间了，去满足父的旨意。
In the meantime, what he would do is fulfill the Father's will in healing and teaching among the country people.
所以他同时呢，也在执行父的旨意啊，就在干什么呢？在教导，在医治。在这个加利利的乡村的那些人。
But now the Feast of Tabernacles comes near.
现在呢，祝棚节近了。
And the Lord Jesus, as a good religious Jew, he would go up and celebrate the feast at Jerusalem.
那耶稣呢，在当时作为也是一个犹太教当中的一员啊，所以他也需要去上到这个耶路撒冷去过节。
And so his brothers said to him, you ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles that you do.
耶稣的弟兄对他说，三节，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
This was their advice to him.
这是他的弟弟们跟他的这个。
And they seem to they seem to act impatiently.
所以他们需要他们看起来是不是太有忍耐了哈，他们想要显明自己名声。
In verse 4 they say, well, no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret.
四节说人要显扬名声，没有人在暗处行事的。
They suspected him of wrong motives.
所以他们用一个怀疑啊，就是他们揣测这个耶稣的动机呢是一个错误的角度。
Now who were these brothers?
这些弟兄是谁呀？
Well, Matthew tells us who they are. Let's have a look at the Matthew chapter 13, verse 55.
马太讲了更多一点细节。十三章，马太的十三章。
Matthew 13 and verse 55.
五十五节。
Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew 13:55.
Isn't this the carpenter's son?
这不是木匠的儿子吗？
Isn't his mother's name Mary?
他们的母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?
他的弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？
Aren't all his sisters with us?
他妹妹们不都是在我们这里吗？
So he was living in a small town, but he had relatives in other areas. He was well known. The family was well known. Not that they were wealthy, it's just that they lived in the country. They were country people.
那他们住在农村哈，乡村里，所以大家彼此都认识啊，所以这都知道他们家还有哪些人。
He had grown up in that area.And the people were completely blinded to as to who he really was.
所以当他生活在那个成长的那个环境的时候呢，他周围的人其实都不知道他其实就是基督了。
His brothers, they had grown up in the same household.
然后他的弟弟们呢，跟他在同一个屋檐下长大的。
These brothers, of course, were half brothers.
当然，这是一个一半的这个弟弟哈，因为都是玛利亚生的。
Joseph was not Jesus' father.
因为约瑟呢不是耶稣的父亲。
That's made very plain in the book of Luke.
这在路加福音里讲得非常清楚。
Where we have the absolute, the very carefully detailed, we have a doctor telling us about the conception and birth of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们有一个医生，因为路加是个医生啊，医生告诉我们讲清楚了这个。耶稣的从怀孕到出生的过程。
And so there in Luke's gospel it says the angel told Mary that holy thing which will be conceived in you is going to be called the Son of God.
所以天使告诉玛利亚说她要怀的是要被称为神的圣子。
And so the Lord Jesus is half brothers and half sisters.
所以耶稣是一半的这个哥哥或是对他的那些弟弟和妹妹们来说
They would have grown up in a home from their earliest memories they would know that about this older brother
所以他们一个屋檐下长大呢在 早年的时候他们一定是知道这个哥哥的
Now to a child if you have an older brother or sister you know that they were very big in your estimation.
所以如果你是孩子的时候啊，你家里有一个大的哥哥或姐姐啊，在你的这个期望里面或在你的印象中，他总是显得很高大的。
Now, I'm the oldest son of my father.
我是家里的长子。
But my mother was married twice. Her first husband died before the war.
但我的母亲呢是结了两次婚因为她的前面那个丈夫呢过世了在战争之前
and, but she and her first husband had a daughter
她和她的前面的丈夫有一个女儿
she's my half-sister
她就是我的一半的这个姐姐了
I always thought of her and all our whole family thought of her as a complete sister
然后但我们都认为她就是我们家的一员了就是 不会有见外的
Anyway, so I had this older sister.
现在呢，我有一个姐姐了。
I found out that I couldn't get away with anything.
我发现呢，我就什么也逃不掉啊。
One time, I'll tell one story to my defamation.
我就讲一个我的糗事啊。
I had somehow got a little plastic water pistol.
我弄了一把水塑料水枪啊。
I would be about 6 years old.
你说大概六岁吧我。
And she was 6 years older than me.
她比我大六岁。
She's 12 years old.
那个时候她就十二岁。
And I couldn't resist this pulling the trigger and squirting my sister.
然后我就实在太喜欢了，我就一直就扣那个扳机来射她。
She said, "You do this one more time, and I'm going to smash your pistol."
然后他就警告我，他说你再打射我一次，我就把你的水枪给砸了。
And to prove to you that I am the sinner that I am, I pull the trigger again.
啊，为了向你们证明我的确是个罪人呢，我的确也又扣了一次扳机。
And as soon as I did, I took off running.
然后我扣完了以后我就跑啊。
But having an older sister like that, she was bigger, she was faster, she was stronger, she was smarter. I had no chance at all.
然后呢，你有一个这个年长很多的姐姐，那她肯定是也比你快啊，比你强壮啊，也比你聪明啊，所以你肯定没机会跑得掉的。
There were only pieces of plastic left on the floor after that.
然后最后我只能捡起几块塑料碎片啊，在地上。
Anyway, I had an older sister, and you can imagine growing up in a household that of Mary and Joseph and all these young children. We have four brothers, and I don't know how many sisters there were. It was a big family.
所以你可以想象，这是很大的家族。那有一个长兄，然后呢，还有至少有四个弟弟，那有还有多少妹妹不知道啊？就这挺大一群孩子。
And I don't think that the Lord Jesus would have acted like my sister.
当然，我肯定相信呢，耶稣作为兄长的。一定不是像我姐那样对我的。
I mean, I never blamed her for that. She did that righteously. She warned me, and she carried out her threat.
然后我从来没有因这个我觉得我姐有问题啊。那她也警告了我，她也把她的警告付诸了实施啊。这个她是很公义的里面做了这件事情。
But can you imagine growing up in that with?The Lord Jesus, He always did the things that His parents wanted Him to do.
那你能想象，你跟耶稣在一个家里长大那个情景吗？他总是，按照他父母的心意去做事情。
He would anticipate His parents' wishes.
因为他能够知道他的父母想要做什么。
He always thought of others before Himself.
他总是先考虑别人啊，再考虑自己之前。
He was the first person to offer help in any situation.
在一个任何的场景里，他总是第一个人去给出帮助的。
And what an example he was to these younger brothers and sisters.
那他对于这些年轻的弟弟妹妹们是一个什么样的榜样呢？
But they didn't know who he was.
但是你会发现呢，这些弟弟妹妹们还是不知道他是谁。
This is God manifest in the flesh.
就是神道成肉身显在肉身里。
And they didn't know him.
但他们还是认不出来。
So, it's hard to imagine that, is it not?
你这个很难想象啊，是不是？
Well, people might have thought that he was just a pushover. You could get your way with him. He would do anything.That he had no will of his own.
人们很可能会想当然的觉得，哎呀，他能做一切的事情，他特别好，你有事就找他就好了，很自然，就觉得这是一切都很自然。
But on the other hand, when it came to God's word, he was like a lion.
但是另外一方面呢，当他讲到了神的话的时候，他就像就回到一个样子，像雄狮一样。
He would tolerate no unrighteousness.
他不能容忍任何的不义。
So he's a very strange man.
他是个非常奇怪的人啊。
But he was passed over in the view of those of the world.
所以在人的那个时代的人里面呢，他就过去了啊，就很容易就被忽视了。
And so when we think of his brothers.On that day, there they told him to go up to Jerusalem.
我们回到那个七章的那个三节里面呢，就他的弟兄们跟他说要去耶路撒冷，让他去。
He says, "You ought to go up to Jerusalem."
我说你们要去啊，要去，你要去。
Why couldn't they see him though?
那为什么他们？不能看见耶稣的样子。
I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and I think this will explain it.
我们可以看一下 哥林多前书的二章的十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14.
二章十四节。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He can't understand them because they're spiritually discerned.
哥林多前书二章十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
See, the man without the Spirit is a natural man, the way we are born from our parents, we're natural.
那从血气里来的人呢，是一个天然人呢，就是从父母生下来的那个样子。
And Jesus's brothers were natural men.
那耶稣的弟弟们呢，也是这样。
You can't blame them for that.
你不能因此而责怪他们。
And that's why they couldn't see him, because Jesus was a spiritual man. He was invisible to them.
这就是我们不能够责怪他们的原因，因为耶稣是活在灵里的。所以对于他的弟弟们来说呢，他是不可见的。
His self-sacrificing in every situation was a mystery to them. It was foolishness.
所以耶稣的很自我牺牲啊，在很多时候对于他的弟弟们来说是很愚蠢的，也不是太能明白。
And so they can't accept the thing of the natural man can't accept the things of God. They can't understand that is.Accepting to the mind, they can't accept that because it's foolishness.
所以在他们的这个天然人的这个理性和脑子里，他不能接受耶稣做的很多事情，这很愚蠢。
Now, I speak to every believer here today that when you came to the Lord Jesus, it's because the Spirit of God revealed the Lord Jesus to you, a little glimpse of Him, and That's what you believed. It was the Spirit of God revealing it to you.
所以今天在座的信徒们哈，所以我想告诉大家呢，其实当你来到基督面前接受他的时候呢，是因为圣灵把基督的形象启示给你，哪怕只是一瞥哈，你就知道他是什么样的，你被他吸引，你到他那里去接受他的，不是靠着你自己去看见。
And that's why before we speak.We pray, Lord, open our eyes by Your Spirit, that we might see Jesus.
这就是为什么我每一次学习之前会祷告，说神啊，求你的圣灵呢开我们的眼，让我们能够看得见基督。这就是个祷告的目的。
Because the natural mind, apart from the Spirit of God, looks at this life and say, it's a waste.
因为我们天然人呢，看现在这个生命，从我们现在人的角度去看这个。基督的这个生命呢，觉得这是个浪费啊，这是很愚拙的。
That's foolishness.
是没有意义的，很愚蠢的。
So that was the attitude of his brothers. They didn't see him.
这就是他的弟弟们的角度啊，就是他们不认识基督。
What they did see, however, was the miracles that he did.
但是他们的确看见了呢，看见什么？看见。
Nobody could deny that.
看见神迹，那些没有人能否定的。
So they said it there. They say.You ought to leave here, go to Judea. That is in verse 3 of chapter 7. Go back to chapter 7, verse 3. You ought to leave here, go to Judea, that is, where the center of Jewish worship is. The center of the Jews' world, it was.
七章的三节啊，就是说呢，你要去，去犹大，因为那可是，整个犹太人的，各种，中心呢、啊，敬拜的中心。
You go up to Beijing.
就像你要到北京去啊。
Don't stay in way back in Sichuan. Sorry.
对，不要待在四川那么远啊。
go up to the place where the center of every of the civilization is.
对，就要去到那个这个文明的中心啊，文明的中心。
And then he said, "And display your miracles."
而且要呢去显明你的神迹。
And now what they do is they give him they ascribe to him motives that they think drives him.
而且呢，他们这时候又论断了，其实是就是给出了一个他们觉得耶稣的动机会是什么。
Because he says in verse 4, no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret.
因为他说人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。
And since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world.
你已经如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
You see that they were thinking in a worldly way. He had all these miracles. So therefore, they thought that he must be wanting to get public glory, to build his reputation up, to become a great famous person.
这就是属血气的自然人呢，他自己的思维方式就是这样。他认为呢，你有这么好的神迹呢，那自然你就会希望得着全部人的荣耀啊，重视啊，总是要显给别人看呢，然后你会得到名声啊。这个每个人都是这么想的，每个属血气的人都这么想的。
So he said, "Well, stop worrying about all these country people. That's not going to help your reputation."
所以他相当于是他们在建议耶稣，你不要在这个农村这地方再晃来晃去了，这些人给不了你什么名声的。
Now, they were wrong on a number of accounts.
所以他们在很多的这个角度啊，都是不对的，就是没有办法给你想要的。
For one thing, he was healing people that God had wanted him to send, that he said that God wanted to send him to.
因为呢，从耶稣的角度呢，其实他做这些医治啊，是因为上帝让他做的。
He was teaching those that were hungry and thirsty for the truth.
他教导是因为那些有很多灵里需要饥渴干渴的人需要真理。
Are they less important than those people up in Jerusalem?
那他们比那在耶路撒冷的人更显得不重要吗，微不足道吗？
The Lord Jesus came to the poor, to the sick, to the lame, to those who had needs, and that's where he would minister to.
耶稣来就是来那些有需要的人那里，那些贫穷的人，那些瞎眼的、瘸腿的，这是他来做事的一个很重要的一个对象。
And he would finish his ministry there, ministering to the poor and to the uneducated, we might say, to those that ordinary people.
所以他会在那些穷人，在那些人眼里的普通人那里，要先做完他的服事。
And so that was one thing that they were wrong in.
所以他的弟弟们呢，看耶稣看错了的很多点呢，这是一个点看错了。
Another thing they were wrong about was the fact that they had judged his motives. They thought that he wanted to be famous.
第二个呢，就是他们论断了耶稣的动机，他们认为耶稣是想出名。
And they're saying, "You're wasting your time here in Galilee."
所以他们说你在这浪费你的时间在加利利亚。
You need a bigger stage.
你需要更大的舞台。
But of course, the Lord Jesus was not looking for glory for himself.
但是呢，耶稣并不是在寻求他自己的荣耀。
One of his main purposes was to glorify his Father in everything that he did.
他的一个很主要的目的是要荣耀他的父啊，在他一切所做的事上。
We talked about that earlier today, didn't we?
我们今天早一点的时间谈到了这一点。
A man who lived a life completely without sin, without self.
一个人他完完全全把神的荣耀活出来没有任何的自我也没有罪。
A demonstration of perfection.
一个完美把神完美的生命显明出来的。
So his no motive was not to gain attraction to himself.
所以他里面完全没有那样的动机是想吸引人到他这里。
And another thing is, we read there inthat at one time they wanted to come and make him king by force.
我们都知道还有一次呢，人们都聚集了要强逼他做王啊。
You know that, where is that? Chapter
6.
Chapter 6, yes. Verse 15.
六章的十五节啊，我们前面刚查了。
After he had fed the 5,000,
当他喂饱了五千人之后，
Those thousands of people were so impressed by this miracle.
这五千人如此的被这个神迹所震撼。
That they wanted to make him the king, their king, right guy, and they were going to do it by force.
所以他们立刻就想逼着耶稣做王。
And so he didn't want to go up to Jerusalem and make a big show with miracles because he didn't want to attract attention to himself and away from the message that he was going to preach when he got to Jerusalem.
所以他借着这个例子，你就知道他不可能想要去耶路撒冷。去行神迹吸引大家的注意、因为他不愿意让大家的注意力挪开、从他所讲的道从他所讲的真理上挪开
He says to him show yourself to the world that was their worldly attitude
所以七章的四节说呢要把你显给世人看这就是他们世俗的角度
Who controls the world
谁控制这个世界
Satan. He's the god of this age.
他是这个世界的王。
Satan rules this world through the hearts of men and women that are disobedient to God.
撒旦呢，怎么样统治这个世界呢？他是借着一切不愿意顺服神、悖逆神人的心呢，他来控制这些人的心来统治世界。
Satan rules, but God overrules.
撒旦统治呢但神、更高的一层的统治
It isn't as though he has total control in the world only over the hearts of those who disobey him
所以、撒旦只能去控制那些悖逆神的人的心、借着这个来影响世界
Because God is sovereign and he's above all
因为神是、有主权的他是在这一切之上的
and even the greatest plans of Satan to,、they only fulfill God's larger plan
所以撒旦在罪里面的所做的那一切的、计划最终呢都会、我们回头看呢都会变成神更大计划的用来、对他的子民有益的计划
so when his brothers say to him oh, show yourself to the world
所以他的弟弟们说显给世人看、
That's really Satan's way
这是撒旦的方式、
Turn to, with me to Luke chapter 4 I think
我们看一下路加的四章、
Luke chapter No Luke chapter 4 verse 5.
四章五节。
It's the temptation of the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣受的试探。
It says the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant of time all the kingdoms of the world. Now, whether this was a vision of some kind or just exactly how that worked, we're not sure.
魔鬼又领他上了高山四章五节霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看这个呢是一个异象呢还是他真的看见了呢我们现在不知道
And so he goes on to now in his temptation of the Lord Jesus and says I will give you all their authority and splendor for it has been given to me
对他说这一切权柄荣华我都要给你因为这原是交付我的
And I can give it to anyone I want to
我愿意给谁就给谁
When did he get that given to him?
他什么时候就撒旦什么时候得着这一切的
The Lord Jesus doesn't deny that statement, does he?
耶稣在这里并没有否定他的这个表述对不对
You see, man was given dominion over the fish of the sea over the whole creation man and woman they were given joint dominion
最初是男人和女人啊从神手里接过来这个管制全地这个地上的走兽水里的鱼全是人来管制的这是人的权柄啊
that was the original position that God put man and woman into
这是最初、上帝把人、放在的位置是我们最初的权柄
but as soon as man and woman disobeyed God's command they failed to glorify him, they lost that dominion. It was given over to Satan, who usurped that authority.
所以当人背逆了神之后呢，我们就把自己啊，这个权柄交给撒旦了，因为撒旦从人手里实际上是骗去的，把这个权柄，就是管制全地的权柄。
And man became a slave then to the god of this world.
所以因此在那之后呢，从亚当以下的人就变成了这个世界的王手底下的奴仆了，奴隶了。
And Satan is behind much, a lot of what goes on in the world.
那撒旦就在地上很多很多的事发生的事之后啊，他就在那操纵。
And it is not necessary what we call bad.
但是呢，我们不能就这么表面的理解说，哎，这就很糟糕了。
But it's all against God.
但是呢，这些事呢，撒旦设的做的本意都是要与神为敌的。
But through all this, God overrules.
但是即便如此呢，神高过这一切的事。
But on this day when there was that the Lord Jesus was being tempted by the devil, the devil says to him, "If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all the power and the splendor of these kingdoms."
所以在那天受试探的时候呢。这个魔鬼就跟耶稣说，你要跟我，你要拜我呢，我就把这一切荣华都给你。
The Lord Jesus wasn't going to be tempted by that.
那耶稣不会受这个试探。
And he uses the word of God to destroy Satan's offer.
他是用神的话来抵挡撒旦的这个话。
Now all those kingdoms, they are going to be the Lord Jesus's someday.
所有这些国度的一切哈，有一天都要归回。
But first he would have to go to the cross and destroy the power of Satan.
那首先呢，在这之前他需要先上十字架，败坏撒旦的权柄。
Which he has already done.
他已经做完了。
And the kingdom now is in our hearts.
所以国度现在就在我们的心里了。
Born of God's Spirit, we have received the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Glory.
我们借着信接受神的救恩以后呢，我们就在圣灵里重生了。
It's what we call the kingdom in a secret form, dwelling in the hearts of every believer.
所以这就我们叫做呢，国度呢以一个秘密的形式，住在了每一个信徒心里。
And one day that when Jesus comes again from heaven, he's going to set up his kingdom on earth.
那有一天耶稣从天上来的时候，他要在地上重建他的国度。
But we read about us, we're going to rule and reign with Christ. When he comes, we'll come with him.
那我们从圣经里知道呢，我们会跟他一同来。当他来的时候，我们要 与他一同来 做王了，管制这个地。
But so is when the brothers, when they advised him, well, show yourself to the world. What they're doing is, they're doing Satan's work, aren't they?
所以当他的弟弟们说你要显给世人看啊，其实他就在用撒旦的话来跟耶稣说了。
Satan said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these things.
因为撒旦也是这么说的，你要拜我呢，我就把这一切荣华都给你。
And his brothers are saying exactly the same thing almost.
所以他的弟弟们其实几乎讲的就同样的概念了，也就是要名声，要显扬了。
They did it in ignorance.
他们是完全在无知的状态下说的。
Do you know what happened to those brothers?
你知道后来这些弟弟们都怎么样了吗？
Believe Jesus Christ.
They certainly did.
他们都信了耶稣基督。
And no doubt many of them laid their lives down as martyrs in the early days.
而且在早期的时候呢，他的很多好几个弟弟都殉道了。
We read about James.
比方说雅各
he's the oldest apparently because he's mentioned first in Matthew.
像我们刚才马太查到的他四个弟弟的名字雅各是放在第一个的应该他就是耶稣之下的这个你最年长的弟弟
He was the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
他在当时呢是整个耶路撒冷教会的耶稣走了以后耶路撒冷教会的 首领
And that at a time when the persecution was so severe that most of the Christians had left Jerusalem.
但之后呢，很快，逼迫啊就来临了，然后很严重的逼迫在耶路撒冷。
And he wrote the book of James.
他就写了雅各书，就是雅各书的雅各了。
In that book, You know that book, one of the main things about that book that he wrote?
你知道在整个雅各书他主要在写什么吗？
James was very strict.
他是非常的严格啊，雅各。
And he, no doubt, thinking back to when living in the household of, the Lord, of his mother and father.
他一定回想起他在住在他的家里哈，在玛利亚家里的跟他。
You read the book of James, and James insists upon holy living.
所以雅各书啊，一直很强调啊圣洁的生活。
He said, "You say you've got faith. Let's see the actions that come out of faith."
所以他挑战人啊，说你不是说你有信心吗？让我们来看看你能显出信心的行为来。
Hypocrisy was a preached against hypocrisy.
所以他是针对那嘴巴里讲讲有信心的假冒伪善的人。
He preached. He wanted to see evidence of Christianity.
所以他要一直讲要说我们要显出有
活
的信心来。
I think he looked back and remembered his older brother, his half brother, and the life that he lived, which is absolutely free of any hypocrisy, any deceit, any darkness. He insisted on that same kind of light for the Christian.
所以他一定回想起他那在已经上十字架的哥哥耶稣啊，他这个哥哥是把一切的真诚的生命啊，圣洁的生命都活出来了，在他里面完全没有罪，也没有假冒伪善。
And then we have Jude. Jude was another brother of the Lord Jesus, and he wrote the book of Jude just before the book of Revelation.
然后呢，我们也有一个他的弟弟叫犹大。那这个犹大呢，是写什么的呢？就是写犹大书的那个犹大，就是启示录前面那个最后一卷书啊，启示录前面那卷书，犹大书就是耶稣的弟弟犹大写的。
There's another brother named Joseph that we don't know anything about at all.
还有一个呢，叫约西或者叫约瑟啊，我们完全不知道他。
And there's another brother Simon. And there's no mention of him in the scripture. But early Christian writers wrote about Simon, who was a great man of God in those early days.
那还有一个叫西门，西门呢在圣经里后来再没提到，但是呢早期的圣徒们啊，就是初代教会的圣徒们，很多次提到了西门。我们都借着这些圣徒们的著作知道呢，西门是一个特别特别属神大能的人。
So if you go to Acts chapter 1 verse 14, we can finish this up about his brothers.
如果我们来到使徒行传的一章哈，我们就可以读完这个他的这些弟弟们的这一段，一章的十四节。
Verse 14, this was after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and just before the day of Pentecost.
十四节，一章十四节啊，这时候是什么时候呢？是耶稣已经复活了，但是呢，还没有到那个五旬节的时候。
It was the time, the 10-day wait between the ascension of the Lord Jesus to the Father's right hand and the descent of the Holy Spirit that would come down and unify that body of believers.
因为耶稣复活以后，在地上待了四十天，然后呢，那个时候逾越节到五旬节一共五十天，所以呢，四十天耶稣走了。所以还剩十天，所以那个是十天的等候期，等什么呢？在耶稣走了以后，圣灵普遍降下来之前的这十天的等候期，就是这段时间。
But the Lord Jesus had been with them for 40 days, and he had appeared to his disciples during that time in his resurrected body.
然后耶稣在那四十天里，在他复活以后的四十天里呢，他是以一个复活的身体，多次的向他的门徒们显现。
And during that time, his brothers, those brothers that were blind before, had their eyes opened.
然后在就是在这段时间里啊，就他的弟弟们啊，原来是属灵的眼睛瞎了的，他们现在都看见了。
And it says all those disciples, as they waited for the Holy Spirit to come down, says they all joined together, verse 14, constantly in prayer, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
14节说这些人就是他的门徒们，耶稣的门徒们，同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，就他的弟弟们，同心合一的横切祷告。
And those brothers, they look back, they could look back on that life, that pure, spotless life that they had grown up with, in the very light of that life.
所以他们会回想起那无瑕的纯洁的生命，他们一同成长的那基督的生命，他们都记得。
And they believed.
然后他们相信了。
Yes. So if we go back to John chapter 7, it says there in verse 5,
然后回到七章五节，约翰,
for even his brothers did not believe in him.
因为连他的弟兄说这话也是因为不信他。
So, the question that sometimes people say, if only Jesus would come and reveal himself here on earth today, then I would believe it.
所以很多人说呢，今天啊，如果耶稣来，把他自己显给我看，我就信了。
Oh yeah, you're going to meet him once and shake hands with him and you're going to believe in it?
所以其实呢，你想一想，你跟他见一次面，握个手，你能相信他？
His brothers grew up, they saw him every moment of every day.
你要知道这些弟弟们，他们每天每一刻都见到耶�u的。
In every circumstance.
每一个环境里都见他。
But they didn't see him.
还是不认识。
They did not really see him because they were spiritually blinded.
因为他们真的没有见到他，因为他们的属灵的眼是看不见的，瞎的。
And unless the Spirit of God reveals him to us, we can't see him.
除非神的圣灵启示他们，让他们开他们的眼，让他们看见，他们否则不能明白。
It's foolishness.
所以他们否则就是一直认为这是很愚拙的。
And so it's a mistake to think that if he came among us today, that the natural person would understand him any better than if they're reading from the Word of God itself, a direct message from God written down for us.
就是我们自然人不会靠着自己能够理解的更好，除非我们看见神在这个圣经里启示给我们的。
And again, the record we read in John chapter 20, the purpose for John writing this book, and we refer to this again and again.
我们还是回到约翰福音的二十章啊，目的啊，就是圣经写下来，约翰写这些的目的是什么？我们反复的回到这个经文上。
Verse 30.
二十章的三十节。
Sorry.
Yeah,
verse 29. I want to read from verse 29.
29节开始往下。
Because that's the context. It was Thomas who didn't believe. And when the Lord revealed himself there in the presence of Thomas and said, Thomas, you didn't believe the record of me being resurrected. But here, put your hand in my side. See the marks in my hands. He said in verse 29, because, and then of course he said, Thomas says in verse 28, my Lord and my God. Verse 29, because you've seen me, he says, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
所以多马呢，他在耶稣复活以后，他就不相信，所以他说我一定得看见，我要摸。 我才信，耶稣呢，让他摸手上的钉痕、肋旁的枪伤，然后让他摸，然后呢，多马给他28节说我的主，我的神，他说他信了。29节耶稣说呢，你因为看见才信啊，那没有看见就信的有福了。
None of us have seen the Lord Jesus in the flesh.
所以我们没有在座的没有人能够肉身看见耶稣的肉身。
Although at different times the Lord Jesus may actually manifest himself to special servants of God. We think of Stephen the martyr, right?
也许呢，一些很特别的情形里呢，耶稣显给他的门徒们看啊，比方说显给斯提凡看。
We think of Paul the apostle.
使徒保罗，耶稣也显给他看。
Specially called of God.
特别的被神呼召。
In more recent times, I believe Bok Sing. I don't know if have ever heard of Bok Sing.
No.
He was a very famous Indian, a Sikh man who preached very powerfully in the early part of the last century.
他有一个印度的弟兄啊，他非常大能的神的勇士，在上个世纪的初讲道讲得很好的。
God appeared to him. The Lord Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣呢也向他显现了。
And he searched them to find out the truth, and he was saved and became a mighty evangelist among those people in the northern part of India, the Punjab, and all over India afterwards.
然后他之后就成为整个印度特别大能的神的仆人，神的传道人。
But that's something special that God has. Sometimes he has to go beyond what is natural, what we would call natural, and do something special.
然后这是特别非常特别的场合，我们看见是超乎自然的一些方式。
You and I haven't seen.
我们都没见过。
He said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe."
那些没有看见就信的有福了。
And then he goes on to say the purpose for which he wrote this book.
然后接着他就讲他写这些书的目的是什么。
He records the various signs, miraculous signs, in the presence of his disciples, he says, which aren't recorded in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
But there is a sense in which we all see Jesus.
所以某种程度呢，我们都看见了耶稣。
Believing is seeing, isn't it?
信了就看见了。
Maybe it's a little hazy, it isn't a clear picture entirely.
也许有点模糊，不是那么清晰。
And it's a picture that will grow clearer as you grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
但是你只要在神的道里面一直往前进啊，你就会越来越清楚。
But it's a wonderful thing to be able to see Him, even in a little glimpse of His glory, the One who died and gave Himself for us.Didn't get that? Am I being as vague as ever?
对，就是他还是在讲，他越来越清楚，就哪怕只是最初的时候，只是瞥见了一下哈，一个 glimpse， 看了瞥。
A glimpse, yes. We've seen him. We want.
这个越我们越成长，这个图片会越来越清晰。
Yeah, so
开始的时候是有点模糊。
对，yeah, 就这个意思。就 as we grow, you'll.Get clear,
more clearer vision.
对，他就这个意思。
We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们是在神的恩典和知识里成长的。
Yeah. Well, we'll carry on in chapter 7 next time, and what we'll do is we'll just ask our brother Halong to.Send us away with the word of God.
我们一起来做个结束的祷告。下一次我们从七章的六节开始往下继续。我们在天上的父，谢谢您带着我们来到您的面前我要得着您的恩典。这恩典是藏在耶稣基督里的其实本乎恩也因着信。父啊，盼望我每一个人都能够愿意向陶匠手里的陶土那样能够 顺服您的旨意，为要得着您的在我们身上的荣耀。父啊，我们盼望我们也能够把这荣耀显明了，而不是亏缺了这荣耀。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们，接着我们也祝福我们身边的朋友和亲人。感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。